up, everybody? Again, my name is T. Witt, and this is my homie Keith Roberson, one of my best friends, and we are here to we're here for Scenic, an extension of Thank God for the Group Chat, and we're gonna talk about Mad Max today, Mad Max Fury Road. All right, so I don't think you finished this one. Did you finish this one, Keith?
You know, I ain't finished it. I'm gonna finish it once we done doing this. But yeah,
what are you thinking about it so far? So now, so this is like, you know, we're only three episodes in, but this is still, so we're going to have a lot of firsts these few episodes, but now it's like you guys get to hear what Keith thinks about it. Like while he's in the midst of watching it. And then next time we get to hear what he thought about after he finished it. So
I'm never going to make that face again. That was a terrible face. I'm never going to make that face again. One of the downsides of seeing your face while you're recording. But also, I don't like films that just thrust you into stuff and don't tell you why stuff is happening. And then just want you to feel like, yo, this is what's happening, and we're not going to tell you why this person is a blood bag. We're not going to tell you why these people look like this. We're not going to tell you why they covet water so much. We're not going to tell you any of these things. We're just going to just throw you into this world and have you not even really figure it out.
Not at all.
Just let it be what it is. And it's like, no.
That's what Mad Max does. It's like,
go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, they just start with their foot on the gas, and you're just like, okay. And they just, but go ahead.
And that's how the movie is. It literally is like your foot is on the gas the whole movie. I'm at the point where, you know, like where they're trying to get the whatever they're pulling out of the mud, and they're using the tree to do so. That's the part that I'm at. Who's the main character?
So that's a debate, because technically it feels like the girl's the main character. What's her name?
Charlize Theron.
It's okay. So like in a lot of ways, for like, you know, it's Mad Max, but he's kind of like he's a background player. Not to you.
Okay. Not to me, because he's the narrator.
Yeah.
He started off the movie.
Yeah, he does. He does.
He started off the movie, and he's in it the whole time. You know what I mean? From where? So to me, he feels like the main character. He's the only one I care about. I don't care about these wives. I don't care about the pregnant woman. I don't care about Charlize's character. I don't care about the whatever the guy who played Beast in the X-Men films. Mm-hmm. I don't care about them.
They made him ugly in this movie.
Oh, he's cute in other movies?
I don't know. That's not how I was saying it. Yeah. I didn't realize that was him. Like, that was him. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm good with faces.
Okay, so the reason I said it, because I've, like, you know, to recap and to refresh myself upon the movie, I've, like, read up on some stuff. And then they you know, like, you see the descriptions, you're like, Tom Hardy's Matt, such and such as this. And then they're like, and then they're like, such and such, he's a model, right? And so then I was sitting there trying to like be like, because I'm reading it and I'm like, who in this movie is a model? And then I look him up and I'm like I look up the character and I'm like, that's a model. And then now that you just said that's like Beast, I was like, oh yeah. And that's why I'm just like, they made him ugly.
He's in a lot of other things. I could see him being a model. He's tall, he's lanky. You know what I mean? He's got like he got like a plain face. Plain face dude. But I can see him being a model. I don't care about any of them. I only care about Tom Hardy's character. Because I started off with him, I want to end with him. He said, and you know, and he was saying, he was like, "Yo, I'm left with one human instinct, survive. And I'm like, all right, cool. Well, let's see you survive throughout this whole film. That's all I care about. I'm at a point, I'm like, oh, y'all not about to explain stuff? Fine. You know what I mean? It made me, that's one of the reasons why I'm not invested.
Mm.
That's one of the reasons why I'm not invested in the film, because you've given me close to no backstory. And so now I don't care about the midwife. I don't care why y'all want to go back to this man. It kind of reminded me of Egypt. I'm like, apparently, like, some stuff is getting jacked up, you know what I mean? And y'all want to go back. And they was like, we not going back to him. I was like, oh, okay. I could do my little Christian thing and pontificate, but I'm not going to do that because y'all disrespected me in the beginning of this film.
You
disrespected me throughout this film by not telling me what in the world is going on.
And then they also I really feel like they put Key in the car and then they just like, all right, take this brick and just drop it on this thing. He's like, and then I also keep, you're watching it on Hulu where there's the commercial breaks. So it's like, commercial.
And I'm sure that is heavily redacted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, I saw Mad Max when it was in theaters. The first time I saw Mad Max Fury Road, it was in theaters, and I saw it in IMAX. And I do, I know I hear Christopher Nolan preach it all the time. Some movies are made for IMAX, and that's how he talks. But I see when I read reviews for stuff that he's always preaching that. That's why he pushed Tenet to go into the theater. He's a big person on. This is a summer movie and it's made for IMAX. That's how he is. And Mad Max was a summer movie and it was made for IMAX because I literally, like Keith said, I sat in a chair. Like, it wasn't a lot of people in the theater, and started this movie. And I felt like I was just it felt like I was on this roller coaster that just shot out, like this roller coaster at Cedar Point that shoots out and then you go up. That's how I felt. I was like, whoa. But one thing I was noticing when I was watching it, well, one of the reasons I even wanted to see this movie was to, in a previous episode, our first episode actually, Keith spoke on how practical effects and how Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind was made with practical effects. This movie, in the height of like Marvel movies, and I'm not going to crap on Marvel movies. I actually like them. I know a lot of filmmakers don't. I like Marvel movies. But, Iron Man. But, I'm gonna take a leap and say we like Marvel movies. We love them. And, but they are heavily CGI'd. When you see how some of these Marvel movies are made, it takes away a lot of the magic, you know, like almost everything in Endpoint is in front of a green screen and it just kind of makes it a little sad, but not Mad Max. So when you see some of the stuff in Mad Max, the stunts are real. They really built the little big old speaker with the flames. People was really doing all the jumps off the stuff. And so when I was watching it at IMAX, it was like, this is like blah, 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 blah. This is backstory. Anyway, that doesn't matter. Hey, let's go. And I was just like, whoa. And then y'all going to hear me preach this soundtrack, people, soundtrack. So in IMAX, that music that was like blaring while all of that stuff was going on, the only way I could really describe it, especially like the bigger scenes got, I felt like, whoa. And it felt like beautiful chaos. I was just like stuff was exploding, stuff was going off. And I was enthralled in that moment. And of course, I've heard a lot of people say like this is one of their favorite movies. And I actually put it up there, but I put it up there for, this is one of those things where, I think it was our first episode where Keith was talking about acting. And for me, a big part of movies is the story. but it's also not the only part, but also, but it's a big part of the story. But Keith, in that first episode, Keith was saying how the acting isn't the strongest, but the other stuff does the rest of the work. I feel like this is one of those movies where I'll preach story from all day. That I'll be like, if somebody be like, Tobias, why is this movie crap? Why don't you like this movie? I usually start with script. I usually be like, the script. Mad Max might be one of the rare times where I'm just like, the script isn't much. And then everything else just does all this stuff. And I was like, whoa. Like, matter of fact, my heart feel like it's racing just thinking about like how I felt in that theater chair, just thrown into it. And so I'll be honest, maybe because of how big it was, I actually did care about, like, I could see what Keith was saying, how Max is the main character, but I also feel like old lady is the main character. But also thinking about Mad Max, I can't imagine watching it with commercials. And I'm sorry, I didn't know it was going to have the commercials.
Hulu. That's Hulu. No worries.
Yeah. So I didn't know
it was going to trudge through it. I will get through it.
Don't worry But yeah, I didn't know it was going to have the commercials. But thinking about it, because it's kind of like, to me, like, it's like seeing a Broadway play. Yeah, it's cool to watch it on TV. That's cool. But to be there is a totally different beast. And that's what I feel about Mad Max. I feel like...
So what you're saying is, no, if you're not going to watch this with surround sound and a big screen TV, don't even worry about it.
That's almost exactly what I'm saying. I didn't think about it when I recommended it, but now that I'm talking about it out loud, I've watched it again and I love it. So after that, it's that first experience that set the standard for me. And you know, there's always going to be those things that we're coming at these movies from a critical standpoint, yes. Me and Keith. But there's always going to be those times where you'll be this, like, because me and Keith are still human. There's always going to be those times where they're going to be like Grease is a good movie. But if you ask Tobias, why does he like Grease? I wouldn't just say it's because it's a good movie. I'll be like, I remember sitting on the floor of my sister's room and just watching it with my sister.
I don't know about you, but I am able to
distinguish.
Yes, and I am able to compartmentalize and say, although this is very nostalgic for me, this is not a good film.
I was
talking to my cousin today, because he's got me on the Cobra Kai series, right?
I love that show. What you think?
My goodness, we have to break it down soon. Right. We have to talk about it soon. Okay. But you know, he was like, yeah, but I also went back and watched Three Ninjas, and that movie's good. I said, Glenn, the Three Ninjas is not a good series at all. And he was like, no. He was like, we grew up on it. I'm like, we grew up on it. And Glenn, I love it for what it means to us as kids. It's not a good series. It's not good.
I haven't revisited it as an adult, but I don't imagine it holds up well.
Yeah, man. So I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm not going to ever come from that. Like, yo, I love this film, so yeah, this film is the bee's knees. No, I'm going to be very objective.
Yeah. I feel you. Me too. But so, like I said, I watched Mad Max without the surround sound. I just describe it as beautiful chaos. It doesn't. It gives you the bare minimum and then from there it just go. And for me, for whatever reason, I'm a script person. I'm a plot person. I think there could be times where you have a script where you're, it's convoluted and they think they overwrote it. I'm like, okay, you tried to make this too deep. I think there could be times where I'll be watching a Transformers movie and I'll be like, bro, there's no plot here at all. But then for some reason, Mad Max, I feel like it's just straight to the point and then go. And yeah, I feel like it's like one of those eye candy movies to me. And again, the fact that it has those practical effects are cool, man. practical effects. I like them. So yeah. I give it. Keith hasn't finished it yet, but I
yeah, see so where, I'm not going. It might so change my whole.
I see where it's going. I wish I had a digital version so you could watch it without no commercials. For me, I give Mad Max, I give it a 4. I feel like I gave the last movie a 4 too, but I give this one a 4. And it's, I feel like if you like, okay, this is for my action movie lovers who love high octane action movies. And I feel like this is for you. So, but it's not, if you like your Die Hard, you know, I'm pretty sure those, I feel like if you was like, hey, Tobias, let's watch an action movie, I would put this on before I put Fast and the Furious on. And again, it's those practical effects. It's like, and then I also feel like Keith said, survive. I feel like if something happens in this movie, this dude gonna die. In Fast and the Furious, they literally be backflipping off of helicopters into like a cartwheel into like the Batmobile, and you're like, this isn't even the right franchise. They do crazy stuff.
Yeah,
this one, it's like, he's like, yo, man, I could die, and it's just like intense. And also, I was reading somewhere that, you know, like in the movie, everybody seemed like they don't like each other. They didn't. In real life, Tom Hardy, whatever her name is.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah, Charlize Theron. After they finished the movie, after the movie, he emailed her and was like, I think it was like her birthday, and was like, to one of my people who during filming was one of my least favorite, because they was always in close facilities of each other. He's like, for some odd reason, I miss you and I hope you have a good birthday. He's like, or something like that. Cause they was always like, so what we're experiencing in this movie is like, dang, this is claustrophobic. Just moving fast. They're just doing all this stuff. That's what the actors experienced. Mm. Those stuff. And so it was very straight to the point. And yeah, I put it. I don't compare my list to other people's lists, but when it was like I think it was 2015, and I saw at the end of like some of my favorite critics' list that this movie was on there, I wasn't surprised because I was like, yeah. But also at the same time, when I recommended this to Keith, I was like, man, I was nervous about this one because I was like, this is one.
Well, I'm not surprised that you chose this film, because I know that it won a gang of Oscars.
Mm-hmm, it did.
Like, they were giving this everything.
Yeah. You know? I like it. But I liked it before it was winning all that stuff. It just,
but I knew that you weren't alone in your acclaim for this film.
Yeah. But if again, approach it with an open mind. If you're watching it on a small screen, find a way to watch without commercials, hopefully. Cause I feel like that's kind of like, yeah, I feel like those pit stops, that's a good one. Pit stops. Those pit stops kind of might take away from the ride a little bit.
They're not pit stops, they're commercials.
I know, but I'm using a metaphor.
And they're a gang of commercials too. Like, it's bruh, like 5 minutes worth of commercials on.
Right. They probably all about Pizza Hut or some or Papa John's or Domino. I know what you're talking about, bro. I'm like, bro, I get it. They be trying to make you fat over here, bro. I'm like, bro. Yeah. But good movie. I know these last three reviews that we did, I liked them. I'm gonna start picking movies before. I'm gonna be like, you know, we're gonna review some old ones because there's some classics out there that I feel like people haven't seen.
Absolutely.
But I'm gonna also start picking some and being like, I'm gonna review it before, like, tell you guys that I'm gonna review it, or me and Keith are gonna review it. So that way, I can't always be like, I love this movie, because I wanna actually bring some that, you know, bring, you know, experience it and go from there with you guys. And also, I want people who are listening to this, if you guys can reach out to me, Keith, my Instagram is TEEDEWITT, and we got a Fresh Air, Fresh Air, but not like air, but HEIR. So hit us up on there. Let us know what movies you want us to recommend. If you hate some of the movies that we think are dope, tell us why. If you if there's a movie that you think sucks and you're just like, yo, this movie's awful, what do you guys think about it? Let me send it us this way. I might love it. We might hate it too. We'll tell you why we hate it. I think this is going to be fun, man. We love movies, bro. So this is episode 3, but I feel like we got a lot to go from here. So let's have some fun. Oh, with yeah, it.
Absolutely. I'm already having fun. I'm excited, man.
Yeah.
Don't forget, if you are watching this, shout out to I know someone's watching right now. So shout out to you. I see you. You've been up there for a minute. Appreciate you. So everyone that will, you know, so to you and to everyone who else will be listening to the or watching this, listening and watching this later, don't forget to like it. Hey, Gina, it's Gina. Of course. Why wouldn't it be Gina? Shout out to Gina. Everyone else.
Friend of the podcast.
Friend of the show, for sure.
Friend of the show.
That is like, what do you, like, I plan on doing something for everyone, right? For all of our, like, avid listeners. Oh, man, we got, I don't know. We might need to throw a party for Gina, man. I don't even know.
Hey, for real.
But anyway.
But who's going to do the food? It can't be her. Because we can't have her bringing
that's
food.
Funny. That's funny. Nice plug while I'm trying to plug our podcast. Nice plug. Gina, real quick. Gina owns a catering company. And it's more than that at this point. But she owns a company called Fat Sisters. So look up Fat Sisters, and I'm sure you'll find there's like a silhouette of a lady with a red hat. So don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast or this broadcast. So if you're watching us on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. If you're listening to us on our podcast, whether it's our Seen It platform or the Thank God for the Group Chat platform, don't forget to subscribe. That's it. That's all I got.
Awesome. All right. Well, I am TD Witt. This is my best friend, Keith. And this is Seen It. Peace.
Peace.